The collaboration marks a new kind of venture in the realm of space science, says Harlan Spence, the director of UNH's Institute for the Study of Earth, Oceans, and Space.
We will now be able to do larger and more complex missions, which will enable us to answer bigger and broader scientific questions.
Spence is talking about unmanned robotic space missions that bring satellites into orbit. Now, UNH faculty and students will be able to complete entire missions on their own, including building satellites, building instruments, and managing the data that comes back, with the help of Southwest Research Institute. Southwest is a Texas private nonprofit in engineering and technology. They have a staff of 3,000 and annual revenue of almost $600 million. Spence says he hopes Southwest's government, defense, and private contracts will help pull UNH's departments ahead as traditional research funding gets squeezed. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.